you had an airplane that could skywrite anything for the whole world to see, what would you say? That's the question that I ask every single guest who comes on the show. If you're a longtime listener, you know that that's what's going on. At the end of every episode, I get a drop of wisdom. On top of all the other wisdom my guest has given, I ask them this question, and they always give incredibly profound answers. And so, in celebration of a milestone of well over 500 episodes, I decided to take and compile those episodes into one long episode, which ended up being pretty long. So instead, I broke it down into four. This is the last of the answers to that question, right? So if you've listened to the previous three Fridays, you know that you've heard a bunch of wisdom from guests like Tom Peters and like Al Pettaway and others. It's been really an amazing journey to go through and just get this concentrated amount of wisdom. This is the last one, and it's pretty short, but it's still no less wonderful. Before we go any further, here they are, the answers to this question.
Build the future you want to live in.
Be well, spread joy.
Thank you, God.
Live today.
Be useful, be thoughtful, be passionate, be kind.
Whatever you are most scared of doing right now is probably the thing that you should do.
Make sure you connect with yourself every single day.
Unleash the warrior within. And it doesn't have to be a warrior. It's just the you that you know you are.
Become who you will be.
Just go for it anyway. Just do it anyway.
Hang in there. It's just smoke.
Well, of course, I'd have to say brilliance.
Prioritize human connection.
Be kind, be caring, be patient, be forgiving, be present, be positive, walk in the other person's shoes.
I would say be kind.
Make love, not hate.
And the quote is, there are three things in the world that are important. The first one is to be kind. The second one is to be kind. And the third one is to be kind.
Be nice.
I hope you've enjoyed these answers as much as I loved hearing them for the first time. As always, this show is brought to you by Brain FM, and it's the app that I use to meditate and get to sleep and supercharge my brain and do all my creative work like writing and editing and all of that. It's an amazing little app, and I use it every single day. And if you decide to try it, you can get 20% off and use the Innovative Mindset code at brain.fm/innovativemindset. The Innovative Mindset, all one word, all lowercase code, will get you 20% off, as I said. And because I'm an affiliate, I'll get a little bit of cash back if you decide to get the app for a month or get it for a year or buy a lifetime of amazing help that combines neuroscience and music. Until next time, this is Isolde Trachtenberg reminding you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.